From snowy Green Bay, this week's Video Ask Vic question comes from Sambo from La Crosse, Wisconsin. Vic, the recent cap discussions have me thinking about Ron Wolf. In your estimation, what is his legacy in Green Bay? Does he have an active influence in the Packers' day-to-day operations? Sambo, Ron Wolf's legacy warrants comparison to Curly Lambeau's and Vince Lombardi's. Lambeau gave birth to the Packers, Lombardi saved the Packers, and Wolf resurrected the Packers. I'm big on guys that know when to pull the plug, and Ron Wolf did it at just the right time. He had taken the Packers as far as he could take them without heading into a rebuilding phase. And that's not to say he bailed out on them. It's just to say he probably knew the franchise needed a new long-term commitment from its personnel boss. And at 62, Wolf probably had other long-term commitments in mind, such as enjoying life with his family. Does he still have an influence on this franchise? You bet he does. Ted Thompson was raised in the Ron Wolf School of Scouting. Thompson is a devotee of Wolfian philosophy. Ron Wolf forever stamped his place in Packers history when he hired Mike Holmgren, traded for Brett Favre, signed Reggie White in free agency, and laid the groundwork for the rebirth of the Green Bay Packers. And as long as Ted Thompson is running the show, the Packers will bear Wolf's fingerprints. That's why Wolf's name is for all to see in Lambeau Field. For Packers.com, I'm Vic Ketchman. Shouldn't have eaten those peanuts.